Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
My head hurts like right here, right now.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
He should be on a chain gang serving time for all of his crimes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
I will never stop helping and loving people.
Ah, the late king of pop, Michael Jackson. Ran into him one time, met him, sort of. He was going out a side door of the Caesar's Palace parking lot in one of the boxing matches in the 80s. Of course, he was like Captain Crunch back then, had that Captain Crunch, you know. The thrill was, it was thriller time. So Jackson was on top of his game. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. No, this is not your inside look into the world of music or Motown, but this is your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we're going to talk UFC, MMA, Strikeforce. Will Strikeforce fold? Will they fold Strikeforce up? I mean, three straight cards were canceled. They didn't bother to try to replace them because they really don't have the base as far as number of fighters, number of named fighters they can put on TV and draw great ratings with, or as far as any live events are concerned. They've sort of been, you know, really hurting there. I mean, the only one that's drawn on Showtime as far as live gates are concerned in the Strikeforce MMA has been Rowdy Ronda Rousey. She's the draw. Outside of that, nobody draws on that. And the bottom line is, you know, you got to start drawing. Okay, if you don't want to, although the Mexican Americans, and they are a huge percentage of the people that watch television, sports, boxing, soccer, baseball, okay, not football so much, but the bottom line is when you bring into the fact, you bring into the picture the fact that Mexican Americans are now sort of getting hooked on MMA and they're watching through Strikeforce, that's the fastest growing demographic of MMA right now are the Mexican American and the Mexican sports fans. So if they're getting involved, entrenched, look out. MMA will really go through the roof as far as popularity is concerned. And, of course, Ronda Rousey crossing over, making it known that a woman can fight and look pretty as well on main major network TV eventually. That will be a big turning point as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
And now the arm triangle or the side choke and catch wrestling.
He's going to drop that head down lower, flatten out. He's doing a good job of flattening
catch
out.
Catch wrestling 101. Barnett advances to the final with a first round side choke. It's Barnett versus Cormier for the Strikeforce World Grand Prix Heavyweight Tournament Final.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I made them. Yeah, I made them just like a tailor makes a suit of clothes.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
King Kyle Kingsbury will be with us in about 10 minutes right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, the USC light heavyweight. Well, I can unplug him. What I mean unplugged, as far as unplugged interviews are concerned, is that, you know, people speak their mind. He doesn't sit there and think about what he has to say as far as being politically correct or anything like that. He just lets it go. So Triple K, King Kyle Kingsbury, in the house in just a few minutes right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, the UFC is going to Macau. And being the first part of the first broadcast team to ever televise an event back to the United States from both the People's Republic of China in 1993. Of course, that was the first time that was done since 1949, and the communists take over a Mao Zedong when I broadcast the brawl at the wall. Of course, Muhammad Ali was the guest, and that's how I sort of met Ali. But the bottom line is, of course, we went back twice, once the following year for a boxing match in Macau. It was a big disaster. But the bottom line is now the USC is going to Macau, and Macau's changed faces in the almost 20 years since I was there, okay? It used to be a place, you know, it had a few hotels and a few casinos, and there were some nice ones like the Oriental Mandarin Hotel. I think that was when we stayed at. It was like a 5-star joint, okay? That was really a beautiful place. And there was a Hotel Lisboa, which was sort of seedy looking, old looking, and sort of like a casino on the round. And they had a place in the casino, believe it or not, where you walk down a hall, if this is what you were looking for, and you looked into a one-way glass, and there were chicks on the other side of the glass with numbers around their neck. So I'll just leave it to your imagination. But the bottom line is, Macau has changed. Steve Wynn, the Las Vegas, of course, entrepreneur, the man that spent, what did he spend, like $200 million, which was considered a lot of money back then, to put together the Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas next to, of course, Caesar's Palace, and now the Mirage, he's got the Wynn Hotel, he's got the Golden Nugget downtown. I mean, Steve Wynn knows what's happening, so he's brought his money to Macau. Other casinos have went to Macau. I think there's a Bally's over there, but the bottom line is Macau is just now the Las Vegas of Asia, where it was before, but Asian fans or gamblers, you still used to come over in huge droves and junkets to Las Vegas to gamble. Well, they don't go to Las Vegas anymore. They go to Macau, where this UFC card is coming up with, and I'll get to in just a second, okay? And now if they're going to open up South Beach, Florida, as far as, legalized gambling to certain casinos, I would say that Atlantic City, which isn't doing all that great to begin with, it's going to take a hit. The Las Vegas economy will take a further hit. So all these guys that, you know, that ventured into investments in Sin City, both East and West, Las Vegas and Atlantic City, are feeling the heat and the damage done by the economy, first and foremost, okay? Then you've got the Indian reservations, and, you know, I mean, they've got casinos everywhere. It's about in every state across the country. And not all the money goes to the Indians. I found that out. How did I know? Took a tour of a few reservations in New Mexico. And here were these nice casinos they were putting us up at to do fight broadcasts and things like that. You know, I was down there as a ring announcer on a couple of occasions, television announcer on a couple of occasions. And as I toured these reservations, I mean, these people were living, it was like the Appalachians. I mean, that was from some mountains in the east coast of the United States where people are really poor. I mean, it was as destitute looking in my mind as some of the other places I've seen around the world. And I've been to 31 countries. So the bottom line is I've seen a lot of ghettos per se, but this was right here and foremost in the United States with Native Americans. And you would think with all this casino money, I mean, being involved, you know, I mean, the casino's making, it's got to be making millions and millions of dollars. It's nothing but the places are packed. They're just packed. Okay. But yet the poor guy, I guess the 99% per se, that's on the reservation is living in squalor. You are squalor. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We're talking MMA, of course. Kung Lee and Rich Franklin are going to be headlining that card, of course, from China. And the controversy this week was they were talking about testosterone replacement therapy. This is like the hottest topic in MMA now. Of course, the ability to legally take steroids. That's what it's all about. Of course, there are fighters that have been given these TRT exemptions. I don't want to go into that, but I think that if you need TRT replacements, that you probably shouldn't be fighting. I mean, that's just it. Testosterone replacement therapy, in other words, you can raise your game to another level. You can train harder. You can recover faster, you know, things like that. And that's what steroids are all about. They make you stronger as well if you work out and put the exercise into it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's an unfair advantage. And a lot of the, I mean, Tito Ortiz, when he fought Forrest Griffin in July in his farewell fight, July 7th in Las Vegas, of course, losing a decision. You know, the former flag bearer of the UFC, former light heavyweight champion, okay? He was irate. He was out of his mind when he found out that his opponent, Forrest Griffin, been allowed to take these TRT replacement therapy. It's just not fair, okay? It's just not. And I think we really need to address that. To tell you that I'm as wide-versed as I am, of course, I also delve in boxing. That was my first love. And I was at the World Boxing Organization Convention, their 25th Annual Jubilee Convention in Florida this past week. And I talked with their president, Francisco Valcarcel, will be on a future show, the boxing segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And I talked to him about steroids in boxing and what's the WBO looking to do about testing their fighters and their top 10 contenders. And he said there is a plan in the works. So, of course, the UFC has told their guys, guess what? We might surprise test you at times. Okay? Jake Shields tested positive for something 3 months, and they finally revealed it like 3 months after the fact. Of course, Jake Shields, former Strikeforce champion, and I don't know if he'll be on the UFC roster anymore after this one, but the bottom line is, you know, some of these guys are allowed to take these treatments, okay? And a lot of times, like Chris Benoit, the professional wrestler, your testosterone level is so low because you've abused your body with steroids for so long that you have to get testosterone replacement therapy in order to get yourself back up to a normal level. Okay, well, if you've done that, if you cheated for 10 years or 12 years or a certain extended period of your career, be it as a boxer, an MMA fighter, whatever, okay, all of a sudden you're allowed to cheat some more because you cheated in the past and robbed your body of the ability to produce testosterone naturally? Doesn't sound right to me. No way, no how. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. King Kyle Kingsbury will be our guest. Of course, you are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But King Kyle will be in the house after the break right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines. You want to talk MMA, this is the place. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you're outside the U.S. of A., try 0-1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hey, hey, yeah. I heard the voice that would leave me no choice, and the world just fell away. I was drifted by, and when you
your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh.
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, coming up in November, a couple of big UFC cards. We'll talk with them, talk about them in detail. But the bottom line is UFC on Fuel TV. But I told you, they're going to add the Speed Channel. So now they're going to be available in a lot more homes than they are right now as far as these UFC cards on Fuel TV, because they've been a ratings disaster when you only pull in 250,000 people to watch some of the finest mixed martial arts in the entire world. We'll talk about the UFC on Fuel TV. Of course, Fuel TV going November the 10th from Macau. I talked about Macau in the prior segment and my experiences over there back in the 1990s. But, of course, they are going with Cung Lee, the Silicon Valley Vietnamese fighter, the Vietnamese-born fighter that's based in the Silicon Valley. Of course, I think he's 185-pounder. Yeah, and him and Rich Franklin are doing their thing in Macau on November the 10th on Free Fuel TV. And I think there are some internet feeds that will be set up to back the television up if you can't watch it on TV. So there'll be some alternative versions. But the bottom line is this looks like a pretty good fight. Analyzing fight or previewing the fight with me is the great Kyle Kingsbury. Of course, I call him Triple K, King Kyle Kingsbury. And Kyle, you were on tour going to go see the Armed Forces a couple of weeks ago. How'd that go?
It was great. It was great. Definitely a lot done in a short period of time. We had six countries in about 16 days.
Wow. What countries were they?
Oh, let's see here. We went to Oman, Bahrain, Kuwait, Djibouti, Africa, Abu Dhabi in the UAE, and I think I'm missing one there, but something.
Okay,
there was a lot.
I've been to Abu Dhabi myself. How hot was it there when you were there?
It was pretty hot right now. It's not as bad as in the past when I had gone in the summer months, but still, 100 degrees, 100% humidity. Definitely hot.
Yeah, not a place to look. You can't look like John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever in Dubai, folks. It just doesn't work. You're sweating like a pig. We're talking with Kyle Kingsbury, of course, talking about the upcoming card, Kung Lee and Rich Franklin. Now, Rich Franklin got some blowback this week over those, over supposedly he'd been given a testosterone replacement therapy exemption. Now he says he's not going to do it. Put it this way, you're a fighter. Is TRT, should it be legal?
No, and what sport is it legal for guys that get older to say, put me on TRT? This doesn't happen in any other sport. UFC is trying to be mainstream like the NFL and MLB and NBA and all those other sports, and you don't see older guys that are starting to slow down and say, make me 23 again, make me 16 again. It doesn't work that way.
All right, explain to me how this therapy makes a fighter better. Explain to the listeners.
How what makes the fighter?
How a testosterone replacement therapy, how it makes a fighter roll back the clock. What are its effects? Tell me the pros and the cons.
If you're turning back the clock, you're going to have increased recovery. That's what it comes down to. You're going to be able to train harder, longer, like you're a kid. When you're a kid and you get a bump or a bruise and it goes away real quick, or just increase strength and output. These guys are going to be able to do more and work harder than they ever did before. And that it's clearly an unfair advantage. That's why you don't see this allowed in any of the other major sports.
Okay, we're talking about steroid replacement therapy. That's the way I should say it, because testosterone is not the easiest word in the world to say on the radio. But the bottom line is that's what this is all about. And, of course, I told you the World Boxing Organization is going to some extremes right now as far as putting together a panel regarding drug testing their contenders, not just their champions, but their contenders as well. Now, should there be random testing? Back to the overall abuse of steroids in all combat sports, should there be random testing both in boxing and MMA? Because unlike baseball, Kyle, we're not hitting a ball over the wall. We're hitting somebody in the head.
I think the only way to truly keep guys, from doing stuff is to have random testing. Because if you don't and you have a set date when you're going to be tested, then it's very easy to make your way around that if that's what your angle is. So I think that by doing the random testing, it's going to weed out guys a lot faster.
Okay.
I've seen, and I'm not going to name names, but I've seen some guys after a fight that are in my weight class bulk up to, a ripped 250. And it's like, come on, guy, that's what's going on there. So basically, you gotta have random testing. That's the only way around it. Year round random testing, no matter where you're at, international program.
Okay. Chris Cyborg Santos, of course, the former Strikeforce champion. And now she is slated to be in the biggest fight as far as women's MMA is concerned, and maybe since her and Gina Carano, without a doubt, when she takes on Rowdy Ronda Rousey sometime in 2013, if they could put this fight together. Now, Ronda said on the show about a month ago that Chris Cyborg Santos is on suspension right now for steroid use in San Diego, I believe, last November, and she will be free to fight next month. She said she could shoot horse semen in both eyeballs as long as she makes 135 pounds. She really doesn't care. I'm talking about this is the Rowdy one talking about Chris Cyborg Santos. Is Ronda that good, or am I seeing things? I think the fact that she's able to take you to the ground and use that judo on you, put it this way. I saw her at the fights, and I figured, well, standing up, this chick wouldn't be a problem. But if she got me on the ground, I might be in some deep trouble right away, whether I outweighed her or not. Let's talk about her and Santos first. What are her strengths besides the judo?
Well, she's got that vicious armbar. It's something she's practiced for a very long time. and she's very fluid with it. She can hit it from a lot of positions. She can hit it right from the throw. She's always looking to attack that submission, so she's excelled at it. You know, she's finished everybody with that submission. So really, you know, if you combine the ability to get it to the ground and then the ability to finish on the ground, that's all it takes. You know, it's no different than when Chuck was in his prime and he had the ability to always keep it standing and knock guys out. You know, you have the quality to either keep it standing and whatever, you know, your best suit is. And clearly, you know, she's phenomenal on the ground. I think she'd win that fight against Cyborg.
Yeah, Cyborg looked like she needed to shave about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's the way I used to put it, and that's the way I sort of describe women that are suspected of taking a little bit more than once-a-day vitamins. I'm talking about steroids and you know, different performance-enhancing drugs, and we had thought about that for a long time. I mean, because she had the body of a man, and Gina Carano before Gina fought her. Gina thought she was on something, and then, of course, Gina, when she did the show about 6 months ago after the debut of her first movie, said that, you know, she believed as well that Cyborg Santos was on steroids. I mean, she was a little blatant with it, I thought, to an extent. I mean, she was out there saying, look, can't you tell I'm on steroids? Come and catch me. It was almost like, catch me if you can. You see what I'm saying here, Kyle?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And she looked the part, no doubt about it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just one of those things, you know. I mean, I'm sure if there was random testing, she'd have been caught a lot, long time ago, you know, a lot sooner.
Okay. Kung Lee and Rich Franklin, who's going to win that fight?
You know, Kung's my buddy. I got a pull for him on that fight, but it's a very, very tough fight for him. Rich is a seasoned veteran. You know, he's good everywhere. He's a great game planner. And, that's a very, very hard fight for Kung.
Okay. Of course, he's the Vietnamese guy, young man that used to fill up the entire HP Pavilion back in the day of Strikeforce. And Strikeforce was really drawn in Silicon Valley. I mean, him and Frank Shamrock, I mean, wow, there were some incredible fights back in the Strikeforce days. Why do you think Strikeforce is not drawing live now, Kyle?
I have no idea, and I was at that fight you just mentioned with Frank Shamrock versus Kung Lee, and it was wall-to-wall packed. Remember that? Everybody in there had either had Kung's yellow Vietnamese flag or a Shamrock shirt, and it was incredible. I'd never seen a live event like that, you know, with so many fans rooting against or for somebody. And put in contrast, you know, I went to Gilbert Melendez versus Josh Thompson 3, and they had great fights that night. They had the heavyweight tournament championship with Dana Cormier and Josh Barnett, and there was nobody in there. They had the whole upper bowl closed off.
Yep.
It was very, very odd. I couldn't put my finger on it. I have no idea how.
So because, you know, when I have noticed the Vietnamese drop-off, even when Kung has fought in San Jose the last time, he didn't seem to have the number of flags in the house that he used to have in the house, but still they were packing the joint. And when Gina was fighting down there, she was selling the joint out as well. And now, of course, they're struggling to get people in the house. I think that car that you and I just talked about, I think the paid was something like $1,800, and the comps were something like, you know, $2,200. So it was like 4,000 people in the house, but almost half which were the houses being papered. But, I mean, I can't figure it out. The fights are still good. That Gilbert Melendez fight we talked about was fantastic. But then Strikeforce has hit bad luck. They've had 3 cancellations in a row. The Strikeforce fighters can't appear on UFC cards. They can't appear on anything but Showtime. So they're sort of handicapped and crippled by that. Do you think that's going to hurt the possibility of Cyborg Santos and Ronda Rousey getting together in 2013 because they're both tied up with Showtime, which is limited viewership compared to, like, Fox?
I'm really not sure what's going to happen with that because Dana's pretty adamant about having that fight in the UFC. You know, he wants Cyborg versus Rousey in the UFC. He does not want that on Showtime. He does not want that on a Strikeforce card. So I don't know how that's going to work or if he's going to be able to pull it off or not, but I know that that's what he wants to do with it.
I mean, wouldn't that be, though, and I've been saying this for months, okay, it would, if you put Rowdy, Ronda Rousey, if you put her on network television, if you allow her some a good amount of advertising in advance, the fact that she's a beautiful woman that can fight, that can talk the talk and walk the walk and She's like the queen of smack as well. I mean, she does it all. She does YouTube videos, dogging her opponents. She did it all. Don't you think that would just draw record numbers to Fox TV as far as women is concerned?
I think it could be the turnaround they're looking for. You know, the numbers have been definitely not what they hoped.
Okay, freeze that thought. So. Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. We'll keep Kyle along for another segment here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. You tune to the American Forces Network and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Stand-up battle so far. Man, you're right, Joe. Mike Brown's just so tight with his strike.
Oh, yeah! Gambarian looking to finish. Oh! And it is all over. Standing.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. You sign up, you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability. Keep Obama in president, you know? He gave us a phone.
I really don't know how to follow that. You are tuned to Ring Time. I've been doing this 28 plus years. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, the UFC on Fuel TV, November the 10th. Kung Lee and Rich Franklin in the main event from Macau, which used to be a Portuguese province. province, and then it went to back to Chinese control, I believe, circa 1999. But when I was there, it was a Portuguese province in the 1990s. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, I said your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Now, wow, November 17th, the return of Georges St. Pierre against Carlos Condit, of course, UFC 154, live from Canada. We talked about the UFC needing a turnaround. Let's talk about that. Are the numbers dropping, Kyle? I mean, I'm reading that they are. Dave Meltzer says they're dropping.
I've heard that they're dropping from a number of people that are pretty, you know, involved with that. So I would say that they're dropping.
Okay, I mean, like, I think the Ultimate Fighter, one of the recent shows drew like a record low. And the last FX card on UFC card on FX, I think it drew less than a million people. So they're not too happy with those numbers. I mean, Spike TV is doing better numbers than that.
Yeah, a lot better.
Yeah, and now Bellator, a legitimate alternative in my mind to the UFC, they're coming to Spike TV in January, leaving their MTV2 contract in the dust and going to Spike TV. I mean, all of a sudden. I mean, I don't expect him to compete with the UFC as far as money is concerned, but there's going to be a different product available for the public to watch. I mean, are we talking oversaturation here, or is competition good in this case?
Competition is good. It's always good. It's good for the fighters. It's good for the UFC. It's going to make a better product eventually. So, you know, I think that having Bellator on a mainstream channel, you know, like MTV2 is a joke, you know, having it in something where people are going to be able to flip through the channels and see this on, it's going to get more viewers watching. It's just good for the sport altogether.
Okay. We're talking about Kyle Kingsbury, folks, the UFC light heavyweight. Of course, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And light heavyweight in the UFC is 205 pounds. Somebody sent me an email. What is light heavyweight in MMA? I'll go through the divisions for you. I'll tell you what, Kyle, it's 125 is flyweight, 135 is bantamweight, right?
Think so.
Yeah, 145 is featherweight, 155 is lightweight, 170 is welterweight, 185 is middleweight, 205 is light heavyweight, and under 265, between 205 and some change, and 265 is heavyweight in the world of mixed martial arts. Do you think that's appropriate to have that weight division to where those 300-pound monsters can't fight in that anymore? Remember those guys used to weigh like 300 pounds back in the early days of the UFC, those real tough Street Fighter type of guys, but do you think that's cool setting the limit at 265, or should it be heavyweight? Should it be just unlimited?
Well, I think that I like that there's a cap on it, and you know, if people say why don't they have a super heavyweight division like they did in Pride, and the truth is the same reason they don't want a women's division, and that's that there's just not that much talent there. Mm-hmm. And you see, remember these guys like Butterbean and stuff like that. I mean, they had skill, usually one skill set, you know, they weren't multifaceted, and there's just not a ton of those big dudes out there. But it is, I mean, if you have a guy that's 225 fighting a guy that's 325, that's a big enough difference to make a huge, huge difference. It's definitely an unfair advantage. You know, it's a pretty big jump for a lot of guys, you know, fighting at 230 up to a guy that maybe like Shane Carwin was coming in and cutting down to 265.
Okay, well, we know in boxing these day before weigh-ins, Andre Ward is the world super middleweight boxing champion, the 2004 Olympic gold medalist out of Oakland, California. And he said to me that he's in favor of same-day weigh-ins, but if he was to go to same-day weigh-ins, he would have to move up from 168 to 175 pounds. All right, guys like some guys are gaining 25 pounds after a weigh-in. Is this fair? Don't you think fighters should fight at the weight or close to the weight that they're supposed to be as far as weighing in is concerned, Kyle?
You know, it's guys are going to do whatever they can to maximize their potential. And if the weigh-in's the day before, then they're going to drop down as much as they can and put as much back on as they can. If the weigh-in's the day of, then you'd see a huge difference. You'd see a lot of guys, you know, having to fight near their true weight. You know, you'd see less guys cutting down. I think a lot of people would move up in weight class. So, you know, if whatever the rules are, that's what the guys are going to do to maximize their benefit. I think that I'm not for or against either way, put it okay. That way.
November 17th, Georges St. Pierre returns, of course, against Carlos Condit. Now, supposedly the winner is going to take on my buddy Nick Diaz, the erratic Nick Diaz. Has Nick Diaz been in the news of late? Any heard anything about Nick?
I haven't heard anything about him. I think he's just under the radar trying to wait for that suspension to clear.
You know, he didn't show up to a jiu-jitsu tournament about 4 or 5 months ago. I think it was in May, down in Santa Barbara, around that area in Southern California. It was a no-show at the last minute. He's been a no-show at press conferences and this and that. I mean, if ever there was a guy that was his own worst enemy, it's Nick Diaz. He screwed himself out of a title shot with Georges St. Pierre. I mean, he seems like he's an idiot outside of the octagon.
He definitely has a self-defeating attitude at times. There's no doubt about that.
Way to put it, Kyle. I was wondering how you were going to handle that. Now, Georges St. Pierre or Carlos Condit? St. Pierre has been off a long time because we had, a torn ACL or what did he tear?
I think he had ACL, MCL.
Yeah.
But I know it was ACL and maybe something else.
Okay. Now, some guys have come back from that and they've been okay. Tito Ortiz never was able to reach his full potential or to come back to being 100% after that surgery. Is St. Pierre going to be the exception to the rule or what?
I think St. Pierre is going to be great in this fight. I think he's going to look awesome. I don't think Condit's going to run from him. I don't know what his game plan is in this fight. So I see Georges St. Pierre taking him down and just grinding on him and smashing him.
Okay. And so this one's not going the route, huh?
It might go the distance, but it's definitely going to be, it'll be a clear-cut victory for GSP.
Okay. I want to say hello to 3WE in Atlanta, Georgia, because the guy I'm going to bring up next is from Atlanta, Georgia, John Jones. John Jones and Anderson Silva, they're going to try to fight at a catch weight, or what's going on with that? Do you know?
I don't know. They're doing a lot of talk about it. I don't know that Jones wants that fight, to be honest with you. And Jones is a great wrestler. He can easily win that. You know, he can take him down and grind on him and hold him there. He can do all the things that Bonner wanted to do but didn't. And, he's got the side to keep him on his back once he's on top. So, really, he could easily win that fight. But I think there's too much for each guy to lose. You know, Anderson right now has never lost in the octagon, and that's incredible. You know, in either weight class, never lost in the octagon. And even if he's coming up, obviously they say, it's win-win. He can't lose because he's coming up in weight and it's not his own weight class. But at the same time, if he was to lose, it's still a loss on his record in the UFC. So I don't know if these fighters want it as bad as the UFC would want it.
Okay, good point. Good way to look at it, all right. But John Jones, I talked about this in prior shows, but he's become the heel, per se, of the UFC, getting booed because he, UFC, I think 152 went in the tank because he didn't want to switch opponents at the last minute. But he's now booed, and he's sort of like the heel, the bad guy. It's almost like pro wrestling now when they show his picture on the screen in the arenas, he gets booed and this and that. Is he going to be able to get some type of redemption with the fans, or is he going to be a heel forever?
I think there's still a very large group of people that love Jones, and they're diehard Jones fans. They don't care that he got the DUI. They don't care about any of the personal stuff. They don't care about his decision-making. And we had talked about that before. I definitely saw that from both sides in terms of his decision on not fighting and taking the short-notice fight against Chael. But, with that said, yeah, there's a lot more people that dislike him, and those people that dislike him are also going to be on that train for a long time as well.
Okay. That's interesting. Is Daniel Cormier, has he got a date yet?
He does not have a date yet, from what I know, and that's pretty bad. I feel really bad for all my buddies that are on the strike force sidelines.
Okay, I've been told, though, is that Strikeforce and Steven Espinosa, the vice president of sports at Showtime, has stepped up in these three canceled Showtime events, all but the guy that was injured that caused these cards to be canceled has been paid. Did you hear that, too?
I think everybody got their show money, yeah.
Okay, so no bonuses or anything like that, but they got paid. What's 2013 going to be? I mean, at the end of 2012, we'll have the World Heavyweight Championship go down with Junior Dos Santos rematching Cain Velasquez, and hope to have Cain on and Junior before the fight, but both of them have been on the show in the past, and they're both well-spoken, and of course, this is a rematch of a prior fight, and Cain went in with a bad shoulder and a bad knee, and, and Dos Santos went in with a broken foot. So hopefully both these guys can be 100% December 29th. But is that going to be the super card of the year as far as the UFC is concerned? Or is Georges St-Pierre on November 17th in UFC 154, his return against Carlos Condit, is that going to be the super? Which one will be the bigger event?
Well, it's tough to tell what the other fights in the card are going to be. But in terms of the main event versus the main event, I always side with the big guys. I always side with the heavyweights, especially when you have two blockbuster heavyweights that are really excited, are really exciting, and really talented guys to watch. I expect, if Cain can take him down, it's going to look like his fight with Bigfoot Silva. It's going to be a bloodbath. And if Cain can take him down, he could get knocked out again, and that's something, no matter which way it goes, you're going to see something that's crazy. You're going to see a finish. Whereas with GSP, he really is a modern-day Matt Hughes, and he's very technical, but he could be just finishing that fight, laying on top of the guy the whole five-minute rounds.
Okay. You're not going to Macau, huh?
No, I won't be making the trip.
But after a six, how many countries again? Six countries in 16 days?
Yep.
And, of course, we are airing on the American Forces Network as I speak, so of the USC reaching out to military men around the world. Where'd you have your best time?
Bahrain's always fun. It's like the Vegas of the Middle East. Most of those countries are dry, but they're allowed to drink out there, so we had some fun.
Yeah, I was in Dubai. I didn't dig it at all. I thought it was I've got some negative things to say about Dubai, so I didn't have a very good time in Dubai at all. But outside of that, the other countries you mentioned, they're building up MMA over there, or are they building just the relationship between the military and the USC? What are they trying to do there?
I think they're building up in India and some of those countries over there, and obviously there's really China, but I don't know exactly what they're doing in the smaller countries. I don't think it's too big. UAE, obviously, they had that show there in Dubai, and I think the Sultan is a 10% owner now of the UFC, so they're going to keep trying to build up the sport over there, but that's probably one of the more Western countries in the Middle East.
Kyle Kingsbury, all the best. Enjoy your weekend, sir. I thank you so much for your expertise and your analysis.
Thank you so much, Pedro. Have a good one.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we air each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and then Sunday, a separate show Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. This is Tower of Power taking us to the break. Don't let nobody take care.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life.
your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1 and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
I'm here and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, the nation's premier sports radio network. And, of course, we are heard on 11 different internet platforms. You check out our website, sportsbyline.com. And, of course, my own personal website, ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Well, the final of the Ultimate Fighter 16, of course, the longest-running reality TV show in history, will take place Saturday, December 15th in Las Vegas. And, of course, fists will fly as heavyweights. I mean, Shane DelRozier and Pat Barry. Remember Pat Barry's been on the show in the past as a guest? Well, they are assistant coaches for the different teams, Team Carwin and Team Nelson, of course. Shane Carwin and Roy Nelson are coaches going against each other on the same day, December 15th. It'll be Saturday night and the Ultimate Fighter finale. And, of course, the Ultimate Fighter, rocked by rating problems on Friday nights on FX Cable, will go to another night, possibly Tuesday night, on FX Cable in 2013. Why? There's just not that many people staying home on Friday night. You can't, how can I put this? UFC special events, like, you know, like a heavyweight championship of the world and the return of GSP and things like that. These are epic events. Okay, but these other events you're going to throw are not epic per se, and they're not drawing the numbers that they were, as I said earlier, on Spike TV. So they've got to do something regarding the product on FX Cable, because FX Cable is considered a bigger network, and they thought it would draw more numbers, bigger numbers, more heads to these UFC fights. And it hasn't worked out that way. In fact, it's worked the opposite. So they're freaking out a little bit over there at the UFC. We have this new Fox deal, of course, they signed a year ago. What was it? $60 million a year for 10 years, something like that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, airing at 11 a.m. Saturdays and Sundays. Two separate shows right here on the Sports Ballin' Broadcast Network. Until next time, much peace, much respect. Thanks to my guest, Kyle Kingsbury. And this show was in the memory of the great boxing trainer, Emmanuel Stewart.